The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, such as sexually suggestive situations, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Doctor Who.
Hold it, Dalto. The girl comes with me.
Well, well, well. Mr. Stryker, you really do get around.
You'll find I'm full of surprises. Now do as I say, and you can keep your miserable life. Let the woman go.
Julian!
Beautifully right into my hand, my young friend.
What? But if you expect me to cooperate, forget it.
I see that you are still being difficult. Excellent. In that case, breaking you is going to be all the more pleasant.
I'm sorry I deceived you, Doctor.
Just tell me what things you've kept hidden.
Not sure you'll understand.
Amara, I'm a fairly reasonable person, you know that. I'm sure you would never do anything to put myself, Gray, or the TARDIS at risk. Amara? You haven't put us at risk, have you? Come on, Amara, you could tell me. Tell me what you've done.
It's not just what I've done, but what I am.
Well, what are you then?
I'm half Gallifreyan.
And now, the exciting conclusion. Doctor Who, The Snare, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
What did you just say?
I have Gallifreyan blood coursing through my veins as well as Treon blood.
Why have you kept this a secret?
You know where I come from, Doctor. Half-breeds are not tolerated on Treon. Why do you think I was cast out? Why do you think I was sent to an off-world technical school to become an accountant? Why do you think I ended up on a backwater mining project as a lab assistant? Well, I'll tell you why. Because my family knew what I was. The bastard daughter of a princess. A disgrace born of the black sheep of the family. A blight on their lineage. My own grandmother. The queen of Tria couldn't even bear to look at me. Or even have me around.
It's all right, Amara. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push you. Or upset you.
You didn't. All my life, I've been an outcast. I've been alone. I was sent off to that school on Yaltos and forgotten about. When I came of age and had a chance to actually go home and to at least become a productive part of Treon society, they assigned me to Mandor, pawned me off on Dr. Borsch to be forgotten about, to be put out of the way. I had to leave there. I just had to find a way off that lonely rock. You saw how I was treated. You saw how Dr. Porsche treated me. Like I was her property. Well, I was.
What?
She owned me, Doctor. I was given away to Dr. Porsche as a gift from my grandmother, as incentive to finding the cure for Yonex's disease.
I just can't believe it.
Believe it, Doctor. My grandmother traded me away like currency. So you see, once Dr. Borsch was killed, I had to get away. If I hadn't, they'd have simply traded me off to someone else, or worse.
Who is it, Braxa? Who is on your mind? It's no good denying it. I can see it behind your eyes.
Did you take a psychology class or something?
Yes, it's required at the Prydonian Academy.
Great. I should have known.
Well, then you should also know that it's pointless trying to hold anything back from me. So who is it? A woman?
No, nothing so exciting.
Then who? I know there must be someone.
And how do you know that?
Because I'm worried for someone too.
Oh yeah? Who? The doctor and that girl from Mandor?
Yes. And it surprises me as much as anyone. I haven't been with the Doctor and Amara very long. And in fact, I was ordered to go with the Doctor, to keep an eye on him. But since then, we've been through so much together. I've grown so very fond of he and Amara.
I understand.
I know you do. So who is it you're worried about, then?
My little brother, Jardin. He's still a green kid. He usually hangs on my coattails. He has since our parents were killed in a raid on Vilnath, the colony where we grew up. Now he's out there having to fend for himself. I only hope Captain Jalea is looking after him properly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I hope someone is looking after the Doctor and Amara about now as well.
What do you hope to gain from all this?
Information. As well as a great deal of satisfaction.
I have no information for you, Doubter.
And I will simply have satisfaction. The satisfaction of hearing you scream. How do you travel? What makes you so unique in the cosmos? Tell me your secrets, and the pain will stop.
I don't know anything.
Then you choose pain.
All right, Braxa. We're in the same boat, as the Doctor would say. We both have people we're worried about. I think we should do something to change our circumstances.
Change our circumstances? Exactly how do you propose we do that?
There are two of us. Together, I think we can overpower the guard.
And go where? Do what? We're on Dalto's cruiser. There's nowhere to run.
How to proceed? That is the question that faces us now.
What do you want to know?
Are you seriously considering cooperation? No. That would be too easy.
I only want to know what this is all about. What is your interest in my abilities?
It's a very singular gift, you must admit. But is it a gift, I wonder? Or were you surgically altered to have the ability to transport yourself throughout the universe at will?
Surgically altered? You must be mad.
If not altered, then what, I wonder? Tell me.
Get stuffed.
No cooperation today, I see. I'm so glad. Because you see, I always like to play with my victims before killing them.
You're insane, Delto.
Insane? You have no idea what real insanity is, my friend. But let me assure you, you will.
Now, you mentioned that you are half Gallifreyan. Now, who was your father?
I don't know who my father was.
I see.
I don't know much about my parents. My mother was eventually killed for her crime.
A crime? For what? Falling in love?
She fell for the wrong man, Doctor.
Yes, I suppose marriages are arranged on Tria.
For the royal family, yes.
Oh, what you must have suffered through all these years. I'm sorry, Medea. I had no idea.
You're not angry with me for keeping secrets?
No, of course not. How could I be? Look, your personal life is your own affair. Besides, we have bigger fish to fry at the moment.
But what do you mean?
Well, Gray's out there somewhere, the TARDIS is nearby, and Jalea is refusing to help us.
But why?
I've no idea. But I don't intend to wait around here until she's had a change of heart.
But what are we going to do?
Get the TARDIS back. And I think I know how.
Are you a coward, Braxa?
Watch your tongue, girl.
Then why won't you help me to escape?
Well, maybe I don't want to escape.
Now, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Maybe I'm just where my captain wants me to be.
What is Galia planning?
Revenge.
Against Captain Dalto?
You catch on quick.
What is the history between them?
Even I don't know the answer to that one.
Well, then why are you so blindly helping her?
She pays well. Well, pretty well.
And if I offered to pay more, would that change your plans?
You'd have to guarantee my brother's safety.
Done.
Just like that? This doctor and his girl must mean a lot to you.
They do. But I don't expect you to understand. The question is, are you in?
You pay me double what Jalea is paying for this little job. No, triple.
Done.
I like your style, girl. All right, I'm in.
Well then, who's playing the sick one? You or I?
You are.
Have you losing consciousness when we've only just begun?
Why? Why are you doing this?
You know the answer to that. All I want is for you to talk to me. Pain will stop. But only if you tell me what I want to know.
There is nothing that I can tell you. So why don't you just kill me and get it over with?
No, that just won't do. This shall continue until I hear what I want to hear. I can keep you alive for as long as I like. Make you suffer for months. I am a very patient man, Mr. Stryker. I suggest you talk to me now and save yourself further pain. The pain can continue or it can stop. The choice is yours.
Captain!
How dare you interrupt me, Dite!
Apologies, sir. There is a transmission for you on the secured line.
A what?
It is a code 1 priority from home world, sir.
Very well. Patch it through. It seems this will have to wait after all. But do not worry. We shall pick up where we left off soon enough. This is Captain Aminiar Dalto.
Greetings, Captain.
You are not Central Command. Who are you?
Relax, Captain Dalto. I am a friend.
I have never seen you before. You are no friend of mine.
I doubt very much that you have many friends, Captain Dalto. But I could prove a very valuable one to you in the very near future. I only wish to aid you in return for your help.
Who are you?
I am Lord Chancellor Hannes.
One of the Time Lords. I see.
Then you must also begin to see how we could mutually benefit one another, Captain.
Explain.
It has come to my attention that you have made certain valuable acquaintances of late, especially that of a young man named Julian Stryker.
How could you know that?
I know many things. For instance, I know that Mr. Stryker is a very valuable and very rare commodity.
Go on.
Let me put it this way. I would be willing to make it very worth your while to have Mr. Stryker delivered to a specific destination.
What can you offer me that is more valuable than Mr. Stryker himself?
What I can offer is simple. Power and knowledge. Are you interested, Captain?
I thought you both might want something to eat.
How very kind of you, Jordan. Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
My pleasure.
Jordan, could you wait a moment?
Can I get you something else, Doctor?
As a matter of fact, perhaps I could get you something, lad.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Your brother's freedom.
You can help my brother?
Yes. If I could gain access to my my equipment on the ship that you're towing.
Ah. The captain has given express orders that you are not to be allowed to cross over to the Relentless. It's quite a prize, and I think Captain Jalea is being very protective of it.
Well, I certainly understand that, but believe me, Jordan, retrieving my equipment will far from harm the Tolanite ship. On the contrary, it might just keep it safe.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, my equipment is very, volatile, isn't it, Amara?
Hmm? Oh, yes, very volatile.
So you see, the quicker I get my equipment off that ship, the better it's going to be for everyone. In fact, every moment we waste puts everyone in more danger.
Are you having me on, Doctor?
I wouldn't dream of it. I'll tell you what, Jordan. If you could help us get on board the Relentless, I promise that your brother will be safe before the end of the day. Now that sounds reasonable, yes?
But if I do help you, Captain Jalea will have my hide.
Then you could come with us.
Doctor?
That way we can ensure that your brother is safe and sound. Then we could drop you both off anywhere you want to go, within reason.
Brax and I were thinking of leaving Captain Jalea's service after that business on Mandor. Of course, that's when we thought we'd be rich, thanks to the cure for Yonex disease.
I'll tell you what, Jordan. I'll prepare you another paper on the formula. There are a number of planets in this system that I'm sure still need the cure. Now, due process takes time, and you two can make a killing, well, as it were, in this region of space.
That sounds like a very reasonable offer, Doctor. All right, I'll help you.
Very good, lad. You won't regret it.
Yeah, but we might.
Shush, Amara.
Louder, girl. Louder.
Guard. Oh, guard. Come quick, you lout. This girl's dying in here. Do you hear out there? She's really sick. Oh, Kesma. She's just emptied the entire contents of her stomach right here. This place is awful. Come on, you guys. Have mercy on a poor soul.
What is all this noise? Hey, she hasn't been sick in here, has she? Why, I order.
I can't believe that actually worked.
It helps when you have a concealed stun ring. I thought it'd come in handy on this job sooner or later.
Come on, let's get out of here. We have to find Julian.
Now hang on 1 minute. No one said anything about rescuing the magical appearing youth.
Well, you don't imagine I'm leaving without him, do you?
If you want any further assistance from me, oh yes, you are.
If we leave Julian behind, he's as good as dead.
He's in Dalto's personal clutches, girl. He's dead already. Now, I think I can get us to an escape pod and just about manage to get us off this ship undetected. But if we take even one extra moment to try and play like some drekking cavalry, we're dead right along with him. We're getting off this ship now, or this deal is off.
Amara will never forgive me.
Our time is running out here, Gray.
Oh, very well. Lead on.
That's more like it.
All right, we're docked with the Relentless.
Come along then, you two.
We've made it. You say your equipment is near here?
Yes, just through this door.
That's a storage room. Were you passengers?
No, but there's no time to explain just now. Can you help me get this door open?
Oh, certainly. The controls simply need to be overridden.
Ah, thank you much, lad. I could use one of those.
Have mine, then.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Never know when it might come in handy.
Doctor, may we go?
Certainly.
I can't believe we managed to slip away without Captain Jalea or one of the crew noticing. I'm amazed we got away with this.
Who says you did, Jardin?
There was no call for that. He was only trying to help us. To help his brother.
He betrayed me, Doctor. No one does that and lives.
You're a ruthless woman, Jalea.
Thank you. It's a family trait.
Get into the TARDIS, Amara. If I'm not in there in 1 minute, dematerialize and find Gray.
But Doctor...
Just go, now.
Who are you talking to? Is that your young friend with you? Tell her to come out of that storage room.
Too late, Jalea. Amara's gone.
Tell your young friend to come out now, Doctor.
I couldn't now if I wanted to. She's dematerialized.
So, you have a TARDIS, eh? And your young friend's stolen it.
So it seems.
That makes you my prisoner now, Time Lord. I had a feeling we'd be on opposite sides one day, Doctor. It seems this is that day.
Yes. So it seems.
Commander Dite.
Yes, Captain?
You will set a new course.
Sir?
The coordinates should be coming through to your console now, Commander.
But, sir...
Is there a problem, Commander Dite?
No, sir. Changing course. New heading, the Trion Planetary System.
Excellent. I shall be in my private chamber. At our new destination.
Yes, Captain. Wait, sir.
What is it, Dite?
One of our escape pods has launched.
What? Destroy it at once, Commander.
Yes, Captain. I can't, sir.
What do you mean you can't? I gave you an order, Commander Dite. Destroy that pod.
That's just it, sir. It's no longer out there.
What are you prattling on about?
It was there one moment, Captain. Then the next it was gone. There was another object in its place, as if it just materialized from nowhere.
Object? What object?
It was like a tall blue box, Captain. Then it vanished too. There is no sign that anything was ever out there, sir.
A blue box?
Yes, sir. I know it sounds unbelievable, but...
It's all right, Commander. I know exactly what it was and who it was.
Sir?
He calls himself the Doctor. He's one of the Time Lords. I was told to watch for him. Never mind, Dite. He will show himself again soon enough. Just get us to the Treant system as soon as possible.
Yes, Captain. As you say, sir.
You came along just in time. That was clever of the Doctor to materialize the TARDIS round the escape pod.
I'm sorry, Gray. It wasn't the Doctor's handiwork.
What do you mean? Amara?
This is one incredible ship.
I had to leave him behind.
What?
Am I interrupting something?
I'm sorry, Gray. Braxa.
What are you sorry for me for?
Captain Jalea. She killed your brother.
What? That bitch. I'll kill her.
Oh, Amara. Then we failed on all fronts today.
What do you mean?
That ship we just left. Captain Dalto still has Julian Stryker as his prisoner. And I have no idea where he's taking him.
Julian? We must get him back, Gray.
We will, Amara. Somehow. And the Doctor, too.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Snare, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rachel Rumler as Amara, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Kyle A. Bear as Braxa, James Leeper as Julian Stryker, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Captain Dalto, Shane Harris as Commander Dight, David Ault as Lord Haddis, Ellie Hirschman as Jardin, Jeff Niles as Guard Number 2, and Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod and Stock. The post-production editors were Jeff Niles and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The co-producer was Ron Smith. Sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Special thanks must be given to Kyle Boars. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character of Gray, who was created by Kyle Boars, who retains all rights to that character. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for the start of a brand new adventure featuring the premiere of our new Doctor, as played by Jeff Niles in his debut tale called Parasite of the Daleks, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, The Snare, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2014, all rights reserved. And remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. What we do for you, our fans. So please help us to keep our audio goodness coming, won't you? Visit our website at dreamrealmsite.com and find our donation page, and be sure to hit that donate button. It's through PayPal, so it's as easy as hitting a robot on the head. Thanks, fans, for your support. Couldn't do it without you.